know you were at one of those locations that have been identified, and they'll get you into testing.
Can you tell me what the hepatitis A is? That, how do you get that?
Sure. So
I forgot.
I'm a little bit rusty on hepatitis A. So basically, the risk factors around that are things like IV drug use, men's sex with men, people living in close proximity, so homeless. So that is a liver disorder. The vaccine does treat it. So the most important thing to know is there is a treatment out there for it. So there's a couple other risk factors, and I apologize, I don't have those off the top of my head, but you know, historically we've seen these associated with restaurants, but that is not what the case is anymore. So those are the kind of the at-risk groups, is the ones I mentioned. If somebody falls within an at-risk group, they can call us. We don't need to know which at-risk group. We'll get you a vaccination.
Back 2 or 3 years ago, it was from a restaurant over in a bordering county.
2 or 3 years ago, and before that, we really suspected it was largely transmitted through poor hand hygiene, which unfortunately we were seeing happening in a few restaurant situations that really end up being pretty big situations. But CDC is not really considering that to be a risk factor, is working in a restaurant anymore. They're really focusing on those other groups as being the higher opportunity for the spread of hepatitis A.
What are their beginning symptoms like? You had 3 cases. Mm-hmm. Do they nausea?
So, and we can certainly post this on our Facebook page in case anybody has additional questions, but I think it's, you know, typically you hear like the yellowing of skin, I think nausea, vomiting, I think there's some GI symptoms as well. So there's a handful of those type symptoms. And if anybody has questions, they can always call us and talk through it with one of our nurses, just to see if, you know, we can recommend them to go on to get tested. But there, like I said, the good news is there is a treatment, and it's, you know, as simple as a 2-dose vaccination.
I'm just curious. I knew the nausea was. I was curious how many symptoms were the same as your COVID-19 symptoms.
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll definitely post those on our social media platforms just in case anybody has any questions, and certainly want to get the most accurate information out there. So,
how many tests have we given to Tate County, do you know?
Oh, goodness. So that is the one number I did not look up before I came. At Friday, we were sitting at over 1,800 tests. So, and we continue to look for additional avenues to bring in more testing. There are plenty of tests. So early on, there was a lot of conversation around, we don't have enough tests. Not the case anymore. We have plenty of tests in Taney County to meet the need. So we are seeing that through the mobile testing unit, which we're a partner on. We are seeing the number of people coming to get tested is increasing. So we are definitely seeing an influx of people getting tested along with our increases of cases.
And do they have to be showing symptoms to get tested, or?
So at this point in time, there's a couple different avenues for testing in Taney County. At the mobile testing unit, that's working with your local healthcare provider and the Cox Health virtual visits. Typically, if you have one symptom, they will consider that enough to get you tested. There is the Ozark Valley Medical Clinic. They will test if you don't have symptoms, but you do pay out of pocket for that one.
And then how has there been like a recent push on more testing?
We're constantly...
I know we did. Well, mm-hmm. How many did we do?
We had 340 tested, and that was at the end of April.
And that was kind of a, hey, anybody...
Anybody come and get tested, yeah.
So has that happened again? I didn't know if that was what maybe...
Yeah, we're hoping to.
Well, I didn't know if that... No, I didn't know if the recent influx of positive cases, I didn't know if those were asymptomatic and just happened to be tested, or if no, they were all symptomatic.
Those were a mix. A mixture of the two. And I will tell you, we have reached out to the state and asked for another large testing event. They have been working with the National Guard across the state of Missouri to have those large-scale testing events. I think Springfield tested 1,000 last week, Boone County the same, and there's several other counties. So we have asked for another one of those to come to Branson. And I think we are of special interest because of the nature of our industry here being tourism. So we've asked for one, and we're hoping to hear back soon if that's going to come to fruition.
And then whenever you say that, you know, Southwest Missouri, you know, there's a concern there, That includes Joplin, Springfield,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the majority of the cases have been seen. Is that accurate?
So, yes, up until, you know, really our cases here in Taney were holding fairly steady until this weekend. But, yeah, Springfield has definitely seen an increase. And I think when you look at the proportion of population, Stone County's also seen an increase, Christian County, now us. And so, yes, they have certainly seen a larger number. They're also, you know, in comparison to their population size, I think it's important to take that into consideration, too.
So with, as of tomorrow, the social distancing, the governor's dropped all requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if the surrounding county, you can have your own requirements. You know if the Branson is going to keep their 6-foot distance?
So I have not heard anything definitively on that. And I think, you know, had you asked me on Friday, I would say I don't know that we need it. But today is a little bit of a different scenario, and I think what happens the rest of this week might play very heavily into that. So I do not know what any of our jurisdictions specifically are planning. With this happening so quickly, with this spike happening so quickly, it's I've not had a time to really take stock of what each jurisdiction is planning.
Did Greene County not say they're going to go along with the ban as well?
Yeah, they did.
I think they did.
It surprised me, but they did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They were working to have one additional step in there, but over the weekend they did not.
Mm-hmm. So it seemed like Southwest Missouri pretty much was going along with it.
Mm-hmm.
All of that said, with it being out that the governor, you know, has released it all, if
mm-hmm.
we continue, I think we really need to advertise it, because we were in an establishment yesterday and I felt sorry for the employees. They were taking great abuse to where that some of the customers, my husband was involved, had to intervene because poor guys got extremely upset because they were going to have to wait 10 minutes due to social distancing and started a confrontation for a poor employee. And they were just, the restaurant was doing very good. They had everything marked, all the guidelines and everything. So if we do stay with it, I think it's important that we really get the advertisement there for the employees to understand they're just doing their job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say from what we have seen, the business community is doing a good job. They are doing
mm-hmm.
what they're supposed to.
Excellent.
And, you know, they're really trying to protect people coming in. So mm-hmm. just from a, you know, prevention standpoint and, you know, being cautious, they are doing the right things to slow the spread of COVID-19. And I think really ultimately it's up to each of us have a responsibility to protect ourselves and those around us, and so that's why we are just point blank asking for help with from the community. You know, the health department can't do it. We can't make you wear a mask. You know, we can't wear a mask for you or keep away from 6 feet for you. But we need people to do that, and that's what's going to slow the spread. And those, you know, those just a handful of things that sound common sense, they sound simple. They're just not being done like they should across our community, and ultimately, we've all got a responsibility to protect ourselves and those around us.
That being said, due to the hot weather and everything and how, you know, uncomfortable the masks are in the hot weather, I see more and more establishments, like our food establishments, with the shield, the face shield. Does the health department feel that that is equally protective?
So I would say no. The reason behind that is face shields are really they're an alternative for goggles. So they don't protect you from viral particles coming in or around. So it does protect the eye area like a goggle would protect the eye, but it's not a substitute for a face covering. I will say that in the outdoors, if you can maintain that 6 feet, then we are not recommending face coverings outdoors when you can keep 6 feet from people. There's just enough airflow outside that it's not as big of a concern as if you're in an enclosed space.
Well, and there's different types of shields, and those that come down below the chin and on the side, you don't think they protect the
I think I'd have to see one. The ones that we've seen that are just a single panel, that they have a little band and they're a single panel, those are a substitute for goggles. I'd have to see if there's one that actually seals around the face. I think that's the biggest piece is those, you know, somebody coughed and, you know, if it was straight on, maybe, but if it was at any other angle, viral particles would get in. Any other questions I can answer?
Thank you.
All right. Well, appreciate your time, and as always, if we can help with anything, let us know.
I appreciate you. Thank you.